And good morning to you. This is member-supported 88.7 FM, WBFO in Buffalo. 48 degrees, some rain with us this morning. It should be sunny later today with a high around 53. Well, Election Day is fast approaching, and a lot of the campaigns are heating up, and we get some analysis this morning with Bob McCarthy of the Buffalo News. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. It must be election season, huh?
Absolutely, and what a busy election season it is. The county executive race, of course, is always compelling, and this one no exception with Lynn Dixon and Mark Poloncarz. Right off the bat, though, a little bit of controversy about photoshopping of pictures in some of these TV commercials that we're seeing. I don't want to go maybe overboard on this, but at the same time, there are really some serious implications, it seems, here. Kind of outline what you understand.
Well, I have to tell you, I am amazed at the reaction that I have received everywhere to the stories that we've had about the photo that included Lynn Dixon in a Mark Poloncarz commercial. And right next to her is Chris Collins, and who you don't want to be associated with these days following his guilty plea to insider trading charges. But the thing that made it kind of interesting was that they replaced a picture of a Purple Heart recipient that Lynn was posing with at an event back in June, and they superimposed Chris Collins' picture right next to her to make the point that they were somehow close associates. And, you know, it's just kind of a disingenuous move that has raised a lot of controversy. And by the same token, the Poloncarz people say that Lynn Dixon has done the same thing. So it's very indicative, I think, of a little bit of the negative and rather controversial campaign methods that we have been seeing. There's a little bit of nastiness involved in this on both sides.
All right, a little bit surprising in the sense, again, in the sense that one would think that the county executive has the stronger hand to play here. Of course, that's just one person's perception from here on the. What are you hearing in terms of possible polling numbers and what the Dixon campaign thinks they can achieve here?
Well, one thing I think that tells us that this is a competitive race at the very least is that there are negative ads being used, especially by the incumbent, and that tells you that they see the need to kind of, fire up this thing a little bit. And, you know, we hear from Republican sources that it's close. I mean, that could be just Republicans talking.
Right,
who knows?
Course.
But I've heard it from enough Republican sources to think that it is competitive. And I think that's the word to use right now for sure, is competitive. And we've got quite a long way to go, and anything can happen. There are debates coming up, and that will prove to be important milestones in this campaign. But you know what? I think there's a real campaign going on here, and that's what we feel and what we just kind of get a sense of.
I want to make a quick switch because you wrote a real fascinating piece yesterday into the 27th congressional race. I say race. There's not even really an election scheduled yet for an empty position there. But at the same time, plenty of money is already finding its way into those potential campaigns. So give us some of the highlights of that.
Well, you have to start with Chris Jacobs, the state senator from Buffalo, who last week reported more than $1 million. And that is real money, okay?
Yeah.
And it says that he is a force to be reckoned with. There are two other announced candidates, Beth Parlato, a Genesee County attorney. She had $270,000, and that's nothing to sneeze at either. Rob Ort, I don't think, has reported yet. Maybe this week he will, but indicated to us that he's going to have about $100,000. That makes you kind of a player also. So we're talking about raising money for a race that really hasn't even started yet. Of course, as we have noted throughout this whole thing, Medal of Honor winner David Bellavia is sitting on the sidelines, and everybody is just kind of waiting for David. And we have to wait for him to make up his mind whether he's in or he's out, and then let the games begin from there.
Well, Bob McCarthy, give us plenty to think about. Always appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, Okay, sounds good, Jay.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy with us this morning.